endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're in the middle of another presidential campaign, and the people are rallying behind one or the other candidate, Democrat or Republican. And we're told, of course, if we get the Barack Obama in, why, of course, our economy will collapse, that he's a dedicated Marxist. And we're told, of course, that Romney is certainly, in many ways, the lesser of two evils, not an ideal candidate, but far better than the wicked Barack Obama. And people don't really understand that this is all showbiz. You've got to give the people an opportunity to think that we can change the course of our nation. That, we go to the polls every 4 years to throw the rascals out, but the truth of the matter is nothing really changes, because the power has nothing to do with the presidency. It has to do with those working behind the scenes who control both political parties and make mockery of this concept of democracy. And this then takes us into the occult movement, into Masonry, into so many of the things that are going on behind the scenes. And the spiritual forces that energize these people moving us towards the one world government. Well, with us this morning is Doug Kaplan. He's written extensively on that aspect of what's going on, not the superficial things that the media will focus you on, but the real spiritual battle that's going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Doug, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, we are told in the Bible that someone is going to be coming that will set up his kingdom here on earth against the Lord. We know him commonly as the Antichrist. He's also called the Beast. We read something very fascinating about him, actually, in Daniel chapter 8, the book of Daniel the prophet. And he's told, he says, "And in the latter time of their kingdom, while the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise, having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes." Now, that right there is our first clue, because it's going to be somebody who understands sinister schemes. And the word there is something that's like a riddle. It's a difficult question. It's something that is dark or obscure. And when, you know, when you start talking about the secret societies, and from the research that I've done as well, this is what they are doing. They are very much keeping the secrets from the population at large. They're even keeping the secrets from the initiates within their own secret society until they get to a certain rank where they can eventually be given the light, so to speak. And the light, of course, is the truth that they're talking about. And what is that truth? I mean, really, as believers in the Bible, in Yeshua Jesus, we know what the truth is that they are hiding. The truth that they are talking about, that I don't accept as what is good, but what they are talking about, the truth, is that Lucifer is the one who's over this whole thing, and he is working very hard to set up his kingdom. And so as we go on here in Daniel chapter 8, says, his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. Through his cunning he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule. And he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. And so this is going to be the big pinnacle of human history when this man rises up, when this Antichrist figure rises up. And let me just say that I think there are a number of possible candidates of who this person could be. Now, I have no idea what his name is going to be. Some people have tried to put a personal name on this guy. I really don't know, and I'm not even interested in, you know, saying it's this guy or that guy. I don't know. But what I think we can find out from Scripture and from what we see in the secret societies is we can come up with a very good composite of what this person is going to be like and what kind of affiliations he's going to have. Now, consider this. When you compare the features of the Antichrist with the features and the beliefs and plans of the Masons and other secret societies, you have really a dead ringer. And let me just say this. I don't think that this person will have to necessarily be a Mason. There are a lot of groups that you also bring out in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but of course Quigley talked about this as well, et cetera, that the Theosophists, you have the Yale Skull and Bones, you have the Illuminati, you have the Society for Psychical Research, et cetera. So many of these different groups, the CFR and others, they're working toward a common goal, which is to set up the New World Order. And what is so astounding about the New World Order is that it's going to have somebody at the head, and he's going to rise up just at the right moment. Now, sometimes as students of prophecy, biblical prophecy, we have this, I'd say, kind of limited view that we think that all of a sudden things are just going to start happening. You know, that some people believe it will be triggered by what's called the rapture, where people are taken out, and then suddenly everything gets put into place. You know, if people have read or seen the movies of Left Behind, that's sort of the picture, that everything is just rosy until one day people are taken up to heaven, and then the people that are left are suddenly exposed to this bad person who just rises up out of nowhere. And yet, that really is not what we see happening. We see people working behind the scenes. They've been working for centuries, perhaps even for thousands of years, to bring about a new world order. And we see it on the back of our dollar bill. It's right there, Novus Ordo Seclorum. So Satan has been working for a long time to bring about someone who's going to take charge of this new world order. So just consider a few of the plans. In the Bible, we see that the Antichrist will be somebody who serves Lucifer or Satan, of course. And the Masons and other groups also, at their highest level, they talk about worshiping or serving Satan. Of course, the Antichrist is opposed to God, naturally. And also in the Masonic and other perspectives, they believe that Adonai, God, is actually bad, and that Lucifer is actually the good guy. We know from the biblical text that this man, Antichrist, will be focused on the rebuilding of the temple. Well, what is so astounding is that in Masonry, they are very much focused on the Temple of Solomon. In fact, they say it's their most important and cherished concept, and they want to rebuild it, just as we see the Antichrist will do as well.
Hold up, Doug. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Doc, and I think one of the hardest things for the average individual is to understand God. We're told there's only one God, and then we're told there's God and Christ and the Holy Spirit. How do we begin to put this all together? And I think that there are certain things that we have to recognize we're never going to understand with our finite intelligence. But what we can understand is that there is one holy entity. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, three parts of it. And on the counterpart, there is an unholy trinity with Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. In other words, two competing forces in the world today. And Satan is real. There are people who actually worship him. The Antichrist is coming to take control of the world, and that's why everything is being done, why American foreign policy is dedicated to bringing about a world government. Why? To create the kingdom for the Antichrist. And, of course, then the false prophet will be there, probably coming out of the Catholic Church, which, of course, has been utilized for many years, certainly, although there are many wonderful Catholics and dedicated patriots in the Catholic Church. Why, of course, at the hierarchy of the Church, which openly supports homosexuality and pedophilia. There are dark and sinister spiritual forces. So there is a holy trinity and unholy trinity. And, of course, the Antichrist is certainly being pushed by people within the secret societies today, preparing the world for his rule. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, yeah, I mean, these, when we look at the characteristics of the Antichrist, we see that he's going to use deception and symbols to keep these things secret. And I just want to offer a few quotes from, various people who have demonstrated this to be true. Of them, probably the most important, you could argue, would be Albert Pike. And he talks about how he says, in the Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiates of the high degrees, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. So, you know, he's already saying that you gotta keep this thing pure and that Lucifer is the way to go. He says, yes, Lucifer is God. Now that, just even to say that is rather grotesque. But this is what he believes. And he goes on and I quote, and unfortunately, Adonai is also God. And the true and philosophical religion is the belief in Lucifer, the equal of Adonai, but Lucifer, God of light and God of good, is struggling against Adonai, the God of darkness and evil. So this is the big secret, end quote, by the way. This is the big secret that they are keeping from their lower level initiates so that they don't learn the truth. They don't see the light, so to speak, until much, much later when they're already fully indoctrinated and they're committed to this whole way of life and keeping this big secret. They learn that Lucifer is the one that they have been serving. And then we have Manly P. Hall. He has been eulogized by the Scottish Rite Journal after his death in 1990 as the greatest of all Masonic philosophers. And he gave one of their deepest secrets. He said, and I quote, "When the Mason learns that the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of his, of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft. The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands, and before he may step onward and upward, he must prove his ability to properly handle energy," end quote. So it's very clear when you start looking at their writings who they're actually serving. And again, there's that, that correlation we see between the leader, the ultimate leader behind the secret societies, and who the Bible tells us is really behind the world system, which is, of course, Satan himself. Now, what really has struck me as I was kind of flipping through the pages of the Holy Bible, the Great Light in Masonry, King James Version, Temple Illustrated Edition. I mean, the Masons have their own King James Bible, and then they have put their some notes in it. So it's just a regular King James, but then they put notes and illustrations in it. And it's, they're very much excited about the Temple of Solomon. And it's really struck me, why would they be so interested in the Temple of Solomon? Well, I began to put some pieces together, and I noticed that, first of all, they say that, and I quote, "The traditions romance of King Solomon's temple are of transcendent importance to Masons. The temple is the outstanding symbol in Masonry, and the legendary story of the building of the temple is the fundamental basis of the Masonic religion." And we also have in the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, Albert Mackey, who is a 33rd degree, and Charles T. McClenican, also again 33rd degree Mason. They state, "One of the objects, of all the objects which constitute the Masonic science of symbolism, the most important, the most cherished by the Mason, and by far the most significant, is the Temple of Jerusalem. The spiritualizing of the temple is the first and most prominent of the most pervading of all the symbols of Freemasonry." And they say, "Take from Freemasonry its dependence on the temple, leave out of its ritual all references to the sacred edifice and the legends and traditions connected with it, and the system itself would at once decay and die." And then there's even talk of someone coming to rebuild the temple. And they say that they're just waiting for the right man to come and rebuild the temple. Now, this really struck me. Why would they be so interested in this temple? And then I began to see that the person in the book of Daniel, the prophet Daniel, and also the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, and of course Jesus himself, talk about how this one known as the Antichrist is going to go into the Holy of Holies, and he will declare himself to be God. And it started to come on, I started to see what was going on here, that the Masons are the ones, and again, and others, the Theosophists, etc., they need to have a temple so that they can go in and have this person declare himself to be God. Now, this leads us to some very interesting trail as well, as we see that in order to have the temple, it has to be in Jerusalem. To have Jerusalem, you have to have the Jews back in the land. This is where it gets a little bit tricky, because I am completely pro-Jewish. I am pro-Israel, and I think it's amazing that Israel is back in the land. I think what happened in 1948 is very much a work of God, that he has brought this to pass. And yet, as I look through the pages of Scripture, I see that on many occasions, God would use wicked people and or empires to bring about what would ultimately be a good thing. Now, we can think about the Assyrians coming in 722. He used them as his tool to destroy and to punish the northern kingdom. So that was ultimately God's doing. He was the one that allowed that. He wanted them to be punished for, he didn't want it, but he certainly allowed it, and he used that. He also then used King Nebuchadnezzar in 586 to destroy the temple, which had become so wicked. And if people want to read the book of the prophet Ezekiel, especially chapters 8, 9, and 10, there they'll see that that God's house had become so utterly depraved that he would rather just have it destroyed. Nevertheless, what I'm getting at is that God used a wicked nation to do something that was on his agenda. And what I see happening is that God used the secret societies, the Masons and the Theosophists, et cetera, to bring about and to help bring about the reestablishment of the nation of Israel. And it really starts with the Balfour Declaration in 1917. And Dr. Matisse, you actually wrote about this, of course, in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, where Arthur Balfour was a high-ranking Mason, and he was also a member of the Theosophical Society. He was a spiritualist, etc. So he wrote to Lord Rothschild, or Rothschild, as we say, and suggesting that it would be a wonderful thing if the Jews could have a homeland again. Well, why would he be so interested in the Jews coming back? I think the ultimate answer is that he and others, directed by Satan, wanted to have the temple there in Jerusalem ready, available. And you can only do that if you have the Jews back in the land and you have to have a functioning society for all of this to happen. So this began before the establishment of Israel in 1948. This, of course, was used in part to bring about the reestablishment of Israel. And what I see is that this reestablishment of Israel was central to the Masons. And another researcher, Barry Shamish, who is actually an Israeli Jew, he states very clearly how he thinks of it. He suggests this, and I quote, "Without British Freemasonry, there would be no modern state of Israel. In the 1860s, the British Israelite movement was initiated from within Freemasonry. Its goal was to establish a Jewish Masonic state in the Turkish province of Palestine. Of course, that would mean dealing with the Turks at some point down the line, but first the country would have to be repopulated with Jews. And the idea wasn't to bring in more of the same religious Jews who already were the majority in Jerusalem and elsewhere, but the kind of Jews who would eventually accept the Masonic view of history. Initially, British Jewish Masonic families like the Rothschilds and the Montefiores provided the capital to build the infrastructure for the anticipated wave of immigration. However, luring the Jews to Israel was proving difficult. They simply liked European life too much to abandon it. So Europe was to be turned into a nightmare for the Jews. This led to the rise of pogroms and Zionism. Then things began moving quickly. British Masons like Arthur Balfour and Herbert Samuel led the campaign for official British recognition of a Jewish homeland during World War I. At the same time, a million British troops badly needed in the trenches of Europe were sent marching to Palestine to oust the Ottomans. When the war ended, the campaign for a Jewish state went into full speed at Versailles. In 1919, the Royal Institute of International Affairs was founded in London, and 2 years later, the Council on Foreign Relations began its nefarious activities in New York. Their agendas called for a world governmental takeover and a global religion based in Jerusalem." End quote. So, this the evidence really, it strongly affirms that the Masons were behind the establishment of the modern state of Israel. Now, let me just state again that it was ultimately God who would bring about the establishment of Israel. So, does God use some wicked people on occasion to bring about his greater purpose? Yes, he does, just as we saw in the case of King Nebuchadnezzar in 586. He used King Nebuchadnezzar to destroy the temple. And we have seen that in other places, many other places in Scripture as well, that he'll use a wicked person or nation to accomplish his greater goal. And I believe that to be the case, that he allowed the Freemasons to do their thing, which, of course, they have their own bad reasons for wanting to do that. And he allowed that to bring about a greater goal, which was the establishment of Israel in 1948, which I see really as a super sign that we are in the last days. We have essentially a generation, 70 or 80 years, from the reestablishment of Israel until the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Simply point out that I believe that the current government of Israel is totally corrupt and evil. But that doesn't mean that God does not want the Jewish people there for his purpose. Would you more or less agree with that?
Absolutely. And I want to stress, I really am in favor of Israel. I love Israel. I lived in Israel for 3 years. I'm pro-Jewish. I'm pro-Israel. So I believe that Israel has every right. In fact, only Israel has the right to be in that land. Nobody else. It's not for the Palestinians. God gave it to them, and it's God's doing. It's God's greater hand that has brought them back. But what I'm suggesting is that there is a lesser force as well, which we know as the Masons and, of course, Satan, who also have their own agenda, that they are working side by side.
Hold that thought, Doug. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Vision.
Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254, East Frontage Road off of I-25.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Doctor, and it's very difficult for the average individual to really believe that there are people out there who worship Lucifer. And certainly through my ministry, why we actually carry some of the original books. Doug was quoting from Manly P. Hall, who talked about having the seething energy of Lucifer in their hands, those people who had given themselves over And that comes from a book called The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. It is available from my ministry. We buy these books so that you can get them, so you can actually read them, so you can hold them in your hand and understand this is not imaginary, it's real. It's far more real than this phony election process we're having at the present time, where two candidates run by the same forces are battling it out, you know, for the support of the American people. The idea is certainly that the coming from morals and dogma. We carry morals and dogma. I should point to these are reprints, and they do not have the correct page numbering, but the information is all there, going into the background how truly Lucifer is God. So we carry both morals and dogma and the lost keys of Freemasonry. You have to ask for the special research catalog when you call in to order them. But, Doug, how can people get your book and get your information?
They can go to douglashamp.com. That's D-O-U-G-L-A-S-H-A-M-P.com. And I have included this as an appendix to my book, Corrupting the Image, Angels, Aliens, and the Antichrist Revealed. So I pretty much start in Genesis with the promise of the two seeds, the seed of the woman and the seed of Satan that is spoken of there. And I talk about the genetics of all that, what happened in the days of Noah with the Nephilim, and then I come modern day with what is the alien deception, which are just, of course, demons with a new face. And this is all leading up to the coming of the person of the Antichrist. And I talk about how that is genetically going to happen. And then I offer this this appendix as an answer to not only genetically what is he going to be like, but where will he come from? And again, I don't presume that I could even say that it's you know, this man or Mr. So-and-so over there. I just have no idea who that's going to be, and I know people have taken a stab at it, and I don't want to do that because I just don't know. But I can tell you what kind of person he can be, and I can tell you more or less what group he's going to come from. We can draw a great composite. So, again, I articulate those things in my book, Corrupting the Image. The articles and such are also on my website, douglashamp.com, and I have a lot of DVDs and audio teachings as well if people want to avail themselves of those resources. So douglashamp.com.
All right, now, can they actually buy the book? Is it in hardcover? Is it
yes.
Soft cover? Is it an e-book?
It's actually both. If they want to get the e-book and read it on their Kindle or their iPad or whatever, they can do that. If they want to get the hard book, then that is available as well. All right there at douglashamp.com. We have a in-house store. So,
all right,
nice and easy.
Douglashamp.com. If you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, you can give us a call here at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, we were talking about how God occasionally uses bad people to do greater things. And just to make it perfectly clear, I think that Israel right now is really God's doing, but he's allowed various people in the world to do their thing as well. So I don't think it has to be one or the other, but it can actually be both at the moment, the reason Israel's there. So the bigger purpose that the Masons have and these other societies is that they want to have the reconstruction of the temple. And I just really couldn't figure it out. Why are they interested in the temple? Until I went back to the Bible and I saw that there's going to be a man who will be raised up who we have even these rumors of rebuilding this temple within masonry and such, that he's going to go in there and he will be the Antichrist. So this talk of the New World Order, this is Satan's doing in order to bring about his kingdom. Remember that the Lord Jesus wants to set up and will set up his kingdom for 1,000 years and then, of course, forever and ever. And Satan wants to imitate that. He wants to have a counterfeit. And so the New World Order is his attempt to do that. Now, we know from Scripture that it's going to last a maximum of 7 years. You could argue 3.5, depending on how you want to slice and dice the tribulation, but that's another question. So he will have a very limited success where he's going to have peace on earth, so to speak. And what's going to happen at the midpoint of the what we call the seven-year tribulation, what's going to happen at the midpoint is this person is going to go into the newly built or the rebuilt temple there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and he will declare himself to be God. Now, there's a whole backstory to that that is extremely fascinating. And the backstory is this. We are told in the book of Isaiah and also the book of Ezekiel that Satan, who was called the anointed cherub, he was called Lucifer. In the Hebrew, it's the word Helel. And he was there in Eden, the garden of God, and he was on the holy mountain of God. Now, we're told that the holy mountain of God is, in fact, the city of God. It's the new Jerusalem. We go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 22, where it says, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels." And also, if we look in the Psalms, chapter 48, it says that beautiful is Mount Zion on the beautiful sides of the north. It's the city of the living God. So there we see that the holy mountain of God is also known as Mount Zion. It's the place where God is. It's his city. It's the new Jerusalem. And Satan, or Lucifer, was on that city. He was on that mountain before he went bad, before his fall. He was there. He was covered with every precious stone, etc. And then he decided that he didn't like the status quo. He didn't like how things were. And so he began to say in his heart that he would ascend above the heights of the clouds, above the stars of God. He would sit on the mountain of the congregation. That is where God was enthroned, on top of this mountain, on top of this city. That he would go up, he would ascend above onto the city, and he would go up there where God is, and he would place his throne up there. And of course, we know that God says, "I don't think so," and he gives him the boot. He gets kicked off the mountain. He says, "Oh, how you have fallen, Lucifer, son of the morning." And he wanted to ascend above the throne of God, but God cast him down. And ever since that time, he's been a little bit upset about that. He's been wanting to reassert his dominance on that mountain of God. We have seen various imitations of that mountain of God throughout history. They have come in the form of what I would call either real mountains or artificial mountains.
Hold that, Doug. We'll be back in just a moment with Doug Hampton. Our number 877-254. 754.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Doug Hampton, trying to tie this all together. And we see all of these things going on over in the Middle East and the growing conflict there and the overthrowing of the Syrian government. And, of course, now we find the Muslim Brotherhood already in control of Egypt, in control, increasingly in control of Libya. They certainly will control Turkey today. They control Lebanon. They'll soon control Syria. Why? Who is this Muslim Brotherhood? Why, we created that back in 1928. The British MI6 did that, and they basically, all in preparation for this great war we're going to have with the Muslim world, and it all is going to center around, of course, Jerusalem. So much of everything going on today centers in what's going on in Jerusalem there and on the Holy Mountain in preparation with the building of the temple. And of course, there's no way they can build that temple with the Muslim mosque up there. What are they going to do? How are they going to do? Jews going to take back control of Table Mountain? Well, go right ahead. I shouldn't say Table Mountain, but certainly of the center there in Jerusalem, where the great mosque is. Go right ahead, Doug.
Yeah, and just to dovetail with what you're saying there, I see this happening after the conflict that's called the War of Gog and Magog, also known as World War III. We find it in the prophet Ezekiel, chapters 38 and 39. And Islam, as far as I see, is going to be neutralized in that war. And it doesn't mean that every last Muslim on the planet will be gone, but as far as a world power, someone that Israel has to fear, they will no longer be a dominant player. And after that is when this one known as the Antichrist is going to rise up, and he's going to have a solution. He'll be the one brokering this peace treaty for 7 years. And again, in the middle, he will rise up to declare himself to be God. And the reason that he's doing this is because of his father, Lucifer, Satan, getting kicked off the Holy Mountain roughly 6,000 years ago. And again, the response to that has been throughout the millennia is to have places of sacrifice and cultic worship on top of real mountains, where it wasn't God who was being worshipped, but it was Lucifer who was being worshipped. And in places where there were not high mountains, then they would make their own artificial mountain. And we see that in the form of pyramids and in the form of ziggurats. For example, consider the Mayan temple or the Mayan pyramid. There they were sacrificing up to 50,000 people a year in a very bloody and just awful sacrifice ritual, and really ripping the hearts out of people while they're alive. All this was to give worship to Satan and his forces. And again, this is really just a picture of wanting to reassert his control over that mountain, the one that he did not gain control of because God kicked him off. He's been doing it in various forms here on earth. And what I see happening, the big climax of this whole story, is that when the Antichrist goes in to the temple, on the Temple Mount, there in Zion, right, where God used to be worshipped, where God ought to be worshipped, and of course he still is to a great extent, but now he's going to go and assert himself in this place. And of course, you know, I should say, he really is still being worshipped. The Jews go to what's known as the Wailing Wall or the Western Wall every day, sometimes twice or three times a day. They go there to pray toward the place where the temple used to be and where they hope it will be once again. And so as they're worshiping, he goes in and says that he's God, declaring himself to be God, showing that he is God. And I detail this in my book, where he will actually be a genetic hybrid between Satan and man. And so he'll be quite an astounding person. But there he goes, and he finally says, aha, you kicked me off your mountain years ago, but look where I am now. I'm now on top of your mountain. I'm on top of the place that you said you ought to be worshipped. But now I'm here, and I'm receiving the praise. I'm receiving the worship, and I'm demonstrating to the world who I am. Or you might say, I'm demonstrating who my father is, who, you know, Satan, that is. So that's the big climax of this whole story, is that he's going to go and declare himself to be God. And it's really, I would say it's revenge for what happened roughly 6,000 years before when he got kicked off the Holy Mountain. That is the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, back before he fell. So the reason that the Masons are incredibly important, incredibly interested in the temple is so that the Antichrist can go in there and declare himself to be God. The reason that the Masons were so interested in having the reestablishment of Israel was so that they could have a place where the Antichrist could go and declare himself to be God. I see all roads pointing back to that hope that they have. And this is probably the big secret. I mean, the really big secret is that they're worshiping Lucifer. But the somewhat lesser, the next secret is that a man is going to be raised up who will have these incredible powers. And this also ties in very well with what we see concerning the whole alien agenda. In fact, it was Bill Lambert who declared that UFOs and aliens are part of the New World Order. He says they are benevolent beings which will aid mankind in attaining the goal of becoming one humanity. I might just point out that Bill Lambert is the New England director of the House of Theosophy, and in a lecture he was giving, he talks about how aliens and UFOs and all this are part of the New World Order. They're going to assist mankind to make the quantum leap of collective consciousness when the Antichrist appears. And he also related that when the Christ, or Maitreya, the Christ, appeared.
We're out of time, Doug. Thank you so very much. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. How do we understand what Doug is talking about? How do we apply that to what's going on in the world today? We must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there have always been secret societies in the background. Behind every major government in the world are powerful secret forces. I know I went to South Africa to live there for a time in the mid-1970s, and who's really running South Africa? They had a secret society. It was known as the Buddhabot, that actually was in charge, and basically they were the ones who turned sort of South Africa over to the blacks. But behind the black government are the powerful secret societies that appoint the black man as the figurehead, whereas, of course, the secret societies still run that country as they run this country. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to see how it all fits together. It's short, it's easy reading, and we have many of the reference books from which you will find from their own writings, the writings of the members of the secret society, this allegiance to Lucifer, the god of this world. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We suggest you get our four-tape set on secret societies or the secret government. We have a secret government special. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have to live in this world, but understand that behind everything going on are powerful secret forces. And it's not simply Masonry. They're only one of a number of the secret societies out there working behind the scenes today. Every major city in America has a metaphysical bookstore where people can be introduced to these occult ideas, and literally millions of Americans embrace them. Now, we are still predominantly a Christian nation, but they've infiltrated the churches, and both Catholic and Protestant, and are using their power to further the cause of evil. And when you understand that, why so many things going on make sense, and why our ministers don't come out and tell us about the secret societies or these occult movements, because if they did, why, they would be fired. There are people planted in our churches across this country who will silence any minister who dares to speak out on the really important issues. Well, it's all right to talk about the Bible, but don't see how it applies here as to what's going on today. What do you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? We carry the other books we've talked about. We have this wonderful book by Professor Quigley, who is a liberal college professor, probably the leading historian of the last century, who takes you into the secret society created by Cecil Rhodes. But that, of course, ties into Masonry, because both Cecil Rhodes and many of the people who surrounded him came out of the Masonic movement and hoped him to be able to use this secret society to bring about a world government. And, of course, they worked through front organizations. Today in America, their fronts are the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergers. And what is their goal? A one-world government, a one-world ruler, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, with the destruction of Christianity. And, of course, when you understand that, so much of what's going on in the world makes sense. Now, I am going to be there and speaking in Denver on Saturday, so I hope to meet some of you there. If you need more information, you can contact the radio station you're listening to, and they can put you in touch with the people who are putting on the talk. That's this coming Saturday. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.